Welcome to Living Villa Capelli, where we learn life is so much sweeter when you add a little Italian to it. And now your hosts, Paul Capelli and Stephen Crutchfield.
Hello.
Hi.
Ciao a tutti.
Buonasera.
We're back.
Finally.
It's been busy. Sorry, guys. We had a full season this year and then products and everything else going on. So we've had a busy season, so we haven't had much chance to podcast. Hopefully now that fall and winter are arriving, we'll have a little more time for you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I don't know what the speaker thing is there.
I don't know either.
It's been a while since I've done this, so hopefully we're actually recording, I hope. What's been going on, Paul?
We've had a busy season, like you said. We recently had our second annual culinary tour, Culture Culinary, which was a lot of fun. Actually, this year was bigger than last year, and just as much fun, maybe even a little bit more.
Yep. So we'll go into this a little bit about what's been going on here, and then we'll give you a play-by-play of the culinary tour so you guys kind of get an idea of what the culinary tour is all about. So fall is arriving, but winter has not arrived. You want to know how I know this?
How?
Because Paul has not switched his drinks.
I'm still on martinis.
Yes.
Yes, I am. And they're still good.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of... podcasting. We did have
we were speaking about martinis.
Oh, we were. Oh, what? Yeah. Sort of. Sorry, bad segue. We just had two guests here that listened to us from the podcast. So I want to say hi to Tom and Mary Deeney.
Yes. Hi, Tom and Mary. You are wonderful. We love you.
From Colorado. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Good. They were really great. They heard us from the podcast. They stayed with us. So this is, I think that was our third or fourth podcast fan that stayed with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know more about us, or they remember more about us than we do ourselves.
I know. We planted the winter garden.
Yes, we did. Casey did that. Yes. My daughter.
Yes. I used the royal we there.
Yes. Yes. She planted some winter vegetables for us. Of course, everybody's favorite vegetable to hate, which is kale, the real trendy veggie. And lots of lettuces and some Brussels sprouts and some different cabbages and cauliflower. And our garden is still full with over 100 really, really, really hot, spicy peppers, including the now infamous and world's hottest pepper, Carolina Reaper.
Yes. So look forward to hopefully more KTM products coming your way.
I mean, hopefully.
Not hopefully. Okay. Not soon, just because.
Oh, right.
Meaning.
We just have too much to do.
Yeah. So probably by the time I actually get my butt in gear and get this podcast on air, the oil will probably be sold out. I hope not, but maybe it will be. So we're desperately trying to pack up some more oil for you guys to get it over stateside again. We just we pack as much as we can and to get it out the door, and then We only have two hands. Yes, and then we breathe a sigh of relief and realize we should be packing more, but I think we get so busy.
And thank you for that.
Yes.
To all of you guys out there, people.
Yes, yes. We do appreciate it. So we've been busy doing that.
We've been following the debates. We've been getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the debates. And the whole election process, we will not get into whose side we're on.
Exactly.
But it is very interesting. It's kind of fun, I guess. Kind of wild.
It's wild, yes.
But you know, God bless you guys over there.
We're still Americans.
We're Americans.
We're still Americans. And Paul has been going crazy foraging for mushrooms lately.
Yes, this is mushroom season.
Yes.
And this year, because we had so much rain this summer and late summer, which is very unusual for us, the mushrooms are popping up like crazy. So Casey, my daughter, and I have been going out every other morning or every third morning up on the Murgia National Park to pick mushrooms, which... hopefully nobody in Italy is listening to this podcast because it's illegal here unless you have a permit, which we don't.
Dun, dun, dun.
Actually, in the past, this week, in 3 days, Casey and I picked over 8 kilos, about 17 pounds of wild mushrooms.
You allegedly picked.
What do you mean allegedly?
Oh. No, meaning?
Well, no.
Not officially.
Well, no, okay. I don't care. Oh, okay. We picked them. We picked them and we ate them. And actually, we have so many of them that we've been giving away as gifts, which people really love.
Yes. And people are really, really pissed off that they keep finding so much, actually.
That we keep finding so much.
Yes.
Yes, yes. We're becoming like legends and heroes, infamous. Myths in Terlizzi. our custodian, Nino, when we showed him our second basket full the other day, which was another 3 kilos, 6.5 pounds, said, "You guys are not normal. You're like paranormal."
Oh, wait, though. You sent me the picture, your selfie today.
Yes.
Because Paul took a selfie, but he took it on purpose because he wanted to show his new friend.
Yes, I have a new friend up on the Murja National Park who lives up in the ancient castle called the Garagnone, which overlooks the ancient Appian Way. And it's the cutest white goat, billy goat,
that I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's really, really cute. So hopefully Steve will post that picture.
Yeah, no, I'll post it in the show notes, guys. This is going to be at, oh my gosh, livingvillacapelli.com/46. So anything we talk about, stuff we'll talk about, because I'm going to give you the itinerary for the culinary tour. And then, well, I think to preface the culinary tour, we'll lead right into that. Paul and I, if you guys know, we like sometimes, you know, basically we rent the house out to families and friends, and sometimes we do different tours. Most of the tours, organized tours we do, are through a specific travel agent. But we've decided this year we really want to open it up to all of you guys as well, directly with us. So I'm going to put, I will not have a quote unquote like itinerary sales page done by the time I get this up. That's just going to be too much for me to do before I want to get this up soon for you guys. But I'm going to put a landing page on there so that you can at least give us your email if you're interested at all and get on an email list. And that way we can start an email list of people that are interested. So that's going to be at livingvillacapelli.com/culinary tour. Mm-hmm. So go to that page if you're interested at all. If you're listening to this right away, you'll just see probably a landing page that says, give us your email. If you're listening to this a year from now, six months from now, I hope, there will be more information there that'll have dates and all that kind of stuff. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, because up until now, we've been doing them through one travel agency. So if you don't, if you're not a part of that travel agency's mailing list, of course, you don't know about our culture culinary tours. So we decided to open it up and do some for all the rest of you people out there who are actually a lot of people, especially on Facebook, have been asking us to do cooking classes and culinary tours. The culinary tour that we do right now is not just all cooking classes because we think that would be kind of boring.
We need a good name for it. We actually
So if you guys have a good name for a culture culinary tour.
That's what it's called right now on the website, actually, culture and culinary tour, which isn't bad, but it means like, I feel like
but
it wants a bit.
It's not snappy.
Yeah.
And we're both an advertiser. We should do a little better than that. Anyway, but it'll be fun. A lot of food, a lot of wine, a good deal of cooking. And if you're not cooking, you can at least watch and learn and take part.
That's what we always say to people. Like, it's your vacation. You come here, you enjoy it. A lot of times we've had guests where one spouse is really into the cooking and one is not.
Right.
And so then that spouse ends up cooking and the other one ends up cleaning
or drinking
pitchers. But everybody cleans, so everybody has their fair share of work.
And I don't think we're going to be handing out diplomas, but we do. No. But we do hand out Villa Capelli aprons, which are pretty cool.
Yes, and you get your own bottle of limoncello.
Yes.
All right, so let's start then, because we're jumping ahead.
Okay.
You arrive on Saturday, so we have basically everybody arrives at different times. We arrange pickups for everybody, whether you're at a train station or the airport. So, and all of this is an all-inclusive trip, guys. So you never have to worry about, am I paying an extra $50 for a taxi, what is this, whatever. You have to get yourself to Bari, the general area, and after that, we take care of you.
Yes.
So you arrive at the villa. Depending on what time, sometimes we do lunch with guests if they're arriving a little earlier and whatever. And then we have kind of an afternoon leisurely to relax. And then that night is the big welcome dinner with everybody.
And what we always tell people is, please try to sleep on the way over.
Yes, it's very important.
Because if you don't sleep on the plane, it's an overnight flight, you will lose an entire night's sleep, which means you're going to be pretty groggy, to say the least, for the next 2 days.
Yes.
So take a sleeping pill, have a couple of drinks on the plane, and knock yourself out.
Yes, sleeping pills are wonderful. Lunesta. Don't do the Ambien and go crazy. But before the welcome dinner, we actually do a limoncello demo lesson. So everybody gets to help us make a batch of limoncello.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very easy. It's great to do because then you can take that home and you can do it with all kinds of stuff. Basically, once you learn the basic principle, it's pretty easy to transfer that to other fruits and
stuff. Like mandarin or tangerine and peach. This year we made peaches and cream. And what was it? Oh, melon. Melon cream.
Melon cream is really good.
Yeah.
It's like dessert in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that. And then we, of course, dinner, of course, everybody's always invited to help cook at any point. So everybody helps cook, whatever we want to do. And then we have a little orientation just to kind of give everybody the basic, the lay of the land and what the week is going to be like. And then that's pretty much it for first day. So the next day you wake up on Sunday, and speaking of foraging, Paul takes you foraging.
For vegetables.
Yes.
Wild vegetables, yes. Borage mostly, at the Castel del Monte, which is a World Heritage UNESCO site, or a UNESCO World Heritage site, only about 20 minutes away from here, and then there's a pine forest underneath there, and we go foraging for green vegetables that we then turn into the filling for
pasta,
which ravioli. Is,
oh, ravioli, yeah.
Hello.
Well, pasta. Ravioli is pasta.
Yes, it is.
But then that day you have...
If you've been following, that was a correction. You need to take a drink.
Well, you actually kind of contradicted yourself, so they didn't need a chug. but then you have lunch at Adriatica, which is one of a really nice seafood restaurant right on the water between Giovinazzo and Molfetta. And then I think that day you actually took them to Giovinazzo afterwards.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. So one of those days you get Giovinazzo is a really, really cute little fishing village near, not too far from Tolizzi and near us. And then that night we have a pasta making. It was really fun this year. We basically had a nice little assembly line of all of us making ravioli and we had some fun. And we do ravioli because we like to have fun with the fillings.
Yes.
Yes.
And we did it in our brand spanking new professional kitchen.
Yes. And this one was, what did you do this year that was really, we thought it was going to be way too sweet, but it ended up being really good. It was peach
and what was it?
Walnuts and I think a little bit of ricotta.
Yes.
Yes, we thought it was going to be way too sweet, but it ended up being really, really good, actually.
And we did that because one of our favorite restaurants in Florence from 13, 14 years ago, I don't know if they're still around, but they used to make this pasta that was incredible. It was it looked like little wrapped candy, you know, the candies that are wrapped in cellophane, but it was pasta that looked like these little candies. And stuffed with cheese and little chunks of pear. It is the most incredible thing ever.
I know. I mean, we've tried to recreate this so many times, and I don't know what we're doing wrong. If the wrong cheese or
no, we don't know how to
portions.
How to make the pasta.
But you can kind of do it with ravioli. But
yes,
it was. I don't know, maybe our memories might be
no. We went back there a couple times.
Yeah, it was
great.
So good. But then that night after pasta, because the pasta needs to dry, so we don't eat it actually right away. We let that ravioli dry. So that night we go into Tolizzi and have a dinner at one of our restaurants there. And all these dinners, guys, most of them very family style, were in the sense of, especially when you're going out, Paul will order a bunch of appetizers and different stuff for you get a little taste of everything. Which
it's one of my pet peeves when we go to restaurants, you know, and the restaurant, of course, family style restaurants. They bring out the menu and people start looking at the menu. I tell them, please put the menu down. There's nothing on that menu that you really want. They're like, you know, Chinese food menus,
yeah,
you know, like laminated, one from column A, three from column B.
And if you ask for anything on the menu,
they don't have it.
They don't have it. So we did that one time. The guests were next to me. They said, can I have this pizza? And the waiter just shook his head.
No.
And then they pointed to another pizza, and he shook his head. And then they pointed to a pasta, and he shook his head. And I basically said, okay, what do you have?
Exactly. But that's the best way to eat in family-style Italian restaurants. Just ask them what's special today.
I would say most Italian restaurants, unless it's a really big restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Go to Del Posto in Manhattan.
No, here. Italian meaning here.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. But we have a nice little welcome dinner as well. Not welcome, but kind of. Nice first day dinner. The next day, Paul takes everybody into town to all of his favorite shops. We've talked about this, how he has a shop for...
Food shops.
Yes, for one...
lingerie shops.
No. One vegetable guy for this kind of vegetable, the one butcher for this kind of meat. So he takes you to all his favorite vendors and buys some... food for the next couple of days.
Well, before I buy anything, I yell at them and I scream at them and I curse at them, and I curse at them mostly in English so they don't understand what I'm saying, and all I guess laugh.
And then they get all the guests get free little samples as you go along.
Yes. Yeah. So they don't have to eat lunch, but they have to anyway.
I know. They came back and everybody was full except for me because I didn't get to go on the shopping trip. Mm-hmm. But we come back and we all make lunch together, whatever you find that's good, fresh, local, all that stuff, mm-hmm. you know, stuff. And then...
I even take them to my three different types of butcher shops. One butcher shop is for, I guess what we call regular meat. Beef, lamb, beef and lamb, pork. Then I take them to another butcher shop, which actually specializes in pork and porchetta and fresh homemade sausages. And, of course, the third butcher shop, which some people kind of get queasy about, but no one has turned it down, horse meat.
It's so good.
Which I heard now is actually available for sale in the U.S. as well.
It's so good.
It's very good for you too.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think this time we did that the ravioli we made the night before. We did that for lunch, and then because just timing worked out because they got back late from shopping, and then we ended up cooking whatever they had bought for dinner. But that's kind of how it works. So again, you get to see how the local fresh Italian meals are prepared, basically.
Yes.
The next day is a big long day. You go to Alberobello. Which is where, you know, the town made of all the little Trulies.
Trulien is no S.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry.
Take another drink, my folks. I corrected Stephen.
And then after that, you head to...
Polignano a Mare.
Okay, yes.
Stephen doesn't know how to pronounce it.
No,
so
I didn't want people to get drunk because you were going to correct me if I said it. So I figured I'd just let you say it. Yeah. Beautiful town.
Polignano a Mare.
Yes, I know we've talked about this town before. Again, beautiful town, jutting into the sea, gorgeous.
Ancient, of course. Yes. Everything around here is ancient. Everything's old. Like, can't they build some new stuff?
And then you have lunch in the Grotta.
Grotto. No, it's Grotta.
Grotta? Oh, damn it.
Grotta Palazzese, which is probably the most famous restaurant in Puglia, and named a couple of years ago, is one of the 14 restaurants in the entire world with the best view.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do pay for the view, but the food is also spectacular.
Yeah, the food is really good too.
But it is an amazing place. It's like the most romantic setting you'll ever set foot in.
That's really beautiful. I mean, and I think to me, the space itself is as much a part of the view as the actual sea.
It's in a cave.
It's a natural cave
on the water.
Yeah.
You know, like up above the water. It's more than spectacular.
It's really, really beautiful. And then because that's a pretty big lunch, we have a nice light dinner at the villa. And all this includes, obviously, I should point this out, especially for all you lushes that are drinking in the drinking game along with us, is happy hours included every night. So, you know, around...
It's open bar every night.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
So 7 o'clock around, people start milling down from their rooms because everybody comes back. You can relax by the pool, go to your room, take a nap, whatever you want to do, take a walk, take a run. And then around 7 o'clock, everybody mills down by our bar area, and we all have a cocktail.
Our brand new bar area.
Yes, and relax, and we have some fun, and then we have dinner.
Right, and you know, just speaking of that, I don't know how many of you know this, but pretty much here in southern Italy, at least, but probably in all of Italy, the big meal of the day is lunch.
Yeah.
You know, lunch is the big meal. That's why, you know, especially in the south here, everyone goes home from work at 1 o'clock and doesn't go back to work until 4 or 5 because you have this big meal and you want to take a nap. And then at night you have a light dinner, which a lot of times really involves leftovers from lunch.
Yeah.
Or just salami and cheese.
That's what we do a lot of times.
Wine and vodka. Oh, did I say vodka?
If it's just us, we do. You're lucky if we even get the cold cuts and cheese out sometimes.
Right, but just vodka and peanuts.
Peanuts. We do devour peanuts sometimes. It's sad. The next day, you head out to Bisceglie?
Bisceglie, yes.
Okay. Which is another seaside town, mm-hmm. and you go to the local fish market, which is a lot of fun. You see the local fish vendors kind of yelling at you, telling you their fish is the freshest, come here and look at it.
But I mean, you know, when you talk about fresh, a lot of the fish is
jumping out.
Jumping off the tables that they have there. It's alive.
And it's not even then when he comes back and he puts he puts it on the counter and it freaks me out. It just like starts jumping and popping. It's like, what is that?
It's kind of like the way your microphone just did.
Yeah, but hopefully they didn't hear that.
Probably.
I don't know.
Well, they know it now.
Well, we have a fish lunch and come back and you dehead the fish. I had Chris do that for me this time, and we, whatever he ends up finding that's good and fresh, mussels, fried fish, roasted fish, all the good fish.
We don't bring it back fried and roasted. We fry and roast it ourselves.
Yes, yes. And then that afternoon, Iata Museum, which is the, I believe we've talked about this before, which is in Ruvo.
Ruvo di Puglia.
Which is famous for having ceramics.
Well, not just ceramics, ancient ceramics from when Puglia was part of the greater Greece. So a lot of the urns, Grecian urns that you see in most museums around the world, major museums, if they have a Greco-Roman gallery, if you look at the tag next to these amazing, beautiful vases, you'll see that they come mostly from either Ruvo di Puglia or Canossa here in Puglia.
And then that night we head out back to Tolizzi for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we did here. I don't remember what we did this time. The next day, did my mic just drop out?
No.
Okay. And then the next day we head out to Trani.
Drink.
Sorry. And which is, I don't know if we've talked about Trani too much. I mean, we'll go into it in detail.
Trani is beautiful.
It's beautiful, beautiful. Another seaside town, looks very much a beautiful port. They are sort of used to tourists, so it's has some beautiful
sights. Think Saint-Tropez without all the commercialism.
And a beautiful cathedral.
Yes, amazing cathedral.
And then after Trani, we head to Cannae.
Cannae della Battaglia.
Which is where Hannibal defeated the Romans.
Yes.
That's a whole beautiful...
Like 300 years before Christ.
I'll actually leave that video. I will put into... Hopefully I can link to it in the show notes. It's a beautiful video the History Channel did about how his strategy and how he defeated them. He was highly outnumbered and used Rome's own fighting techniques against them. This big behemoth war machine... And basically decimated them. It was fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, back to one of our favorite restaurants, which we did a whole podcast on, which I forgot to look up what number it was, but Antichi Sapori.
Yes.
Yes.
Pietro Zito is the chef.
So if you're interested in that one, look back for that episode. It's
Look it up online. Antichi Sapori. He has a 2-hectare private vegetable garden, and everything he serves is from his garden. Talk about farm to table. It's so close. It's like farm to mouth.
But it was funny this time. Was it Dale or Will? I forget who it was. I think it was Will. You looked up at one time, and Paul, it was probably about the first pasta course so that's about halfway through the meal. And Paul said, I'm done. I don't know. I don't know if I can eat much more. And Will was like, no, bring it on. Bring it on.
Yeah, Will just wanted more.
And then...
This is why I came to Italy. I came to Italy to eat.
Yeah. But then I will say, by the end, he was... he was feeling it towards the end. It was
Everybody puts their arms over their heads and starts stretching, hoping to get more room in their stomach.
But this was so good again this time. Yeah. Oh my gosh! And then that one definitely a really light meal for dinner.
Right.
And that's like cold cuts and stuff because you've had a huge lunch and it's a wonderful day. And then the final day, go to Matera.
Mm-hmm. One of the most beautiful cities on the planet.
Yes, which we just went to last night, actually.
Yes.
We
first time there at night.
I know.
It's like a living nativity scene.
It's weird. It's beautiful.
So, it's amazing. It's so amazing.
Yeah, no, it was a totally different perspective of the town.
Yeah. It's the European culture capital for 2019. And I think National Geographic once published, I think last year, maybe the year before, that it's the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world.
That's amazing, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a World Heritage Site, I think, because of three reasons. That might be one of them. It was also because it collects water.
It was all the whole civil engineering thing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town. And then after you have lunch in Matera, walk around because there's a lot to see. Mm-hmm. And then you come back, and the final farewell dinner is a pizza party in our brick oven pizza.
Party.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
And then you leave with a bottle.
Pizza party because, you know, a few years ago, remember we had a pizza party, and one of the guys here thought that pizza party meant what we were ordering in pizzas.
Tom.
No.
Sorry, Tom.
That's not what we do. We make the dough, we make the pizzas, we put them in our wood-burning oven, and we eat them.
Yes, and you get to make your own pizza. You become a little bit of a pizza chef. You get to help, you know, you roll out your own pizza, put your own toppings, whatever you want, have fun with it.
Throw flour on people.
Yes, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And actually, right before that, we do finish off the limoncello lesson.
Right.
So that rounds out the week. So you see how the limoncello has macerated in the alcohol and how you finish off a batch of limoncello.
I think I'm macerating in alcohol myself right now.
Yes. And then everybody gets their own bottle of limoncello to take home and a Villa Capelli apron.
Yes.
So you graduate with your own limoncello.
No diploma, but you get an apron and a bottle of limoncello so you can get drunk.
Drunk while you're cooking at home. All that you've learned. But it's a really, really fun week. There's a nice mix, I think, of eating out and cooking on your own. You get to experience all the local flavors, local products and food. It's a really, really fun week. We had a really great group this week. Mm-hmm. Not this week, the week that was here. So it was a lot of fun. We had a blast.
Yep. And we hope you join us the next time we have it.
Yes. So again, go to livingvillacapelli.com/culinary tour. That's where that will be. So sign up for that. Even if you just sign up for the email list, and I'll be sending out updates of when we have new information of dates, when we decide those and that kind of stuff. And I think we are going to do it. It seems to work really well. Fall is a really, really nice time to do.
We'll discuss that.
Oh, okay.
Because I think maybe spring might be nice too.
Spring is too. I mean, maybe we do too.
Maybe we do.
Yes. And that's it. So that's it for the culinary tour, guys. Do we have anything else that's going on locally you want to talk about?
No, just mushrooms. Mushrooms, mushrooms, mushrooms.
Oh, yes. He's addicted.
I'm going tomorrow morning again.
Well, his son, Logan, called him Toad.
That's right.
Because he was addicted to mushrooms.
Oh, speaking of Toad, we found the biggest friggin' Toad today. It was unbelievable.
Are you sure that's what it was?
Pretty sure. But it was, I swear to God, it had to be 6 inches across, 4 inches high. It looked like Jabba the Hutt hiding in the grass. It was, at first we thought maybe it was a crocodile or something. It was enormous. Never seen anything like it. Scared the shit out of
us. What size ball is that then? Because it's like a...
It was big.
Yeah.
It was big. It was like
it's gross
a small
picture.
Loaf of bread.
So Paul will send me that picture. I'll put that in the show notes for you guys too.
It was creepy.
So that covers that. I think we'll cover some more of our, people keep asking us like what's daily life here. So we need to do like a daily day in the life of the villa. We're going to cover that soon. And then very soon we have some special guests staying with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a podcast. Hopefully that's the next one. I can't promise that, but I think that's going to be the next one on the board. Austin and his daughter Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
And amazing that he just travels the world with her. And
she's 10.
But she's going on 40.
Yes.
Seriously.
Sweetest thing ever.
I keep forgetting she's 10. Yes. I really am. Because like,
she's so much more mature than Stephen.
Oh my gosh, she really is. She's great. So it's amazing what a little bit of exploration and culture can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, guys. Again, remember to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you never miss another episode whenever we hopefully do more of these.
Soon.
Yes. And I'm going to be better about the newsletter as well, which I missed this week too. It's already Friday, damn it. So I'm going to be better about the newsletter. And so sign up for that. That's on pretty much any of our sites, villacapelli.com or livingvillacapelli.com, all those guys. And I think that's it. So thank you guys for everything. And we'll be making more oil and sending it to you soon. And thanks for listening.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Arrivederci. Buonanotte. Ciao.